This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1780, How to Accept When Things Don't Go Your Way in English.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Let's talk about cookies and life. In this episode, we show you a native and natural way to respond when something doesn't go quite the way you want it to. Listen in today for things to say in English and things to avoid with this phrase. All Ears English is sponsored by Indeed. If you're in charge of hiring at your company, you know that the key to making a great hire is having one easy place to go to find great candidates. That's why we love Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on All Ears English. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey there, Michelle. What's shaking?
Hey, Lindsay. Not too much. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. What are we getting into today for our listeners?
Well, Lindsay, is it hard for you to accept when things don't go the way you want? Is this a hard thing for you?
If I don't get my way, or if like things just don't work out, is what you mean?
Yeah, maybe the, okay. Putting it that way.
More so, okay, less so about not getting my way, more things just don't work out for whatever reason. I would say it's definitely hard. Yeah, especially because I like to vision board. I like to make vision boards and have ideas about what I want in the future or what I want every day. So when things don't work, it's a bummer for sure.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's a little hard for everyone. I think it would, if you answered that in a way that was like, no problem. Like, I'm fine with everything that happens. It's like, that would be insincere.
Yeah, you would roll your eyes, be like, you're lying.
Yeah, it's hard for everyone when things like just don't work out. I mean, I don't know. Can we control when things happen that aren't good? I mean, sometimes yes, but sometimes no. Like sometimes we're in control and sometimes it just is how things are.
Yeah. I mean, I do feel like I've gotten better at this over the years because one thing that comes to mind is I felt like when I was a kid, it would always snow on Friday nights when I had plans. Like we would have this dumping of snow and whenever I didn't have plans, like it wouldn't snow. So I always kind of was really crushed when I had a big party to go to. You know, when you're a teenager, you're kind of angsty, right?
Yeah.
And you want to be around your friends. You don't want to miss out. And I would feel like it would always snow and I would really take that hard. But now I'm just like, okay, I'll just stay in. No problem.
Right. It is upsetting when the weather messes with your plans, though.
Yeah, that
like,
can be
I feel
hard.
Like I feel like I've had visits from my family that have, not been able to happen. Like those kind
that's
of
hard.
Like that. Yeah. But so that those situations can still be hard, I think, even as an adult from time to time. But I know sometimes I feel like, you know, you get a waste of a snow day. Like, do you ever feel like that when it happens on like Saturday?
And, waste. Yes.
You're just like, no, I want it to be a day off.
I know. That was always the best thing. We've been talking about snow days lately on the show.
I know.
But they are actually the best thing about being a kid.
They are. So we're going to talk about some expressions to use in these situations. I'll get more into in a second. But guys, we want to remind you to get our All Ears English app. We have it in iOS and Android, so you can get that at allearsenglish.com/app, A-P-P.
You got it, Michelle. Over there, guys, in the app, only in the app, you get the transcripts right on your phone, right? That's pretty cool to be right. able to see every single word we're saying right now. You could actually be seeing the transcripts as we speak. So go over allearsenglish.com/app. Okay. Yeah,
you can see it right now and right now and now. Right now. So the people who have the app, they could
Very
see that.
Special
so that
people.
Was a shout out to the people using it.
Love it. Love it. All right, Michelle. So today, are we going to go into some ways to actually say this when just to kind of accept what's happening in the moment? Like, hey, I had plans tonight. I had a big date night planned, but it's snowing. So what do I say?
Exactly. Yeah, these are expressions that you can say when something happens that wasn't ideal, but not necessarily something you could help. So you can say them about your own situations. And we're going to talk about if you can say them to other people when they have bad luck or something that happens, because that's important to discuss as well.
And I also, maybe we're going to talk about this in a second, but I want to flag a little bit of a warning. If it's something that you screwed up that you shouldn't have, don't use it.
I don't think I was going to include that, but yes, that's very important.
Like, for example, imagine in business, if you and I had plans to record and you just completely forgot, and I am there waiting for you on the microphone, and I email you and I say, Michelle, where are you? We had this plan. You would not want to say, that's the way the cookie crumbles.
No.
I missed it.
Oh my God. That would be terrible. That would be so rude.
Do not say that. So this is for things that honestly you really can't control, right? The weather, some event, and also not really huge disastrous things. There was just a big wildfire in Colorado that actually some of our listeners wrote into me and really? They said, are you okay? It happened about half an hour outside of Denver.
I'm sorry, I didn't write to you.
I didn't get an email from you, Michelle. I'm still waiting.
I didn't even know. I haven't been watching I haven't been watching TV. No, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. So I think a lot of people did lose their home. So you wouldn't want to say this to them either. So this is very specific. Maybe we'll give some examples so our listeners will know, when to avoid it and when to use it.
All right. Definitely. So so this first one is, that's the way the cookie crumbles. So crumble, that's, how the cookie falls apart, basically.
Exactly.
So let's give an example.
Oh, man, I didn't get that job that I really wanted.
Ugh, I'm so sorry, Lindsay.
It's okay. That's the way the cookie crumbles. On to bigger and better things. Okay. So, and we'll talk a bit more, that you probably wouldn't want to say that to me necessarily.
Right, we can talk about it now. That would have been... I don't know. Yeah, if you said, I didn't get the job, and I said, that's the way the cookie crumbles, that wouldn't be very empathetic.
Yeah, I mean, it's really... Yeah, because these are such... They're kind of cliches, but they're sayings, and they do have their moment, right? They have a great moment when they're perfect, but definitely not, especially if I really cared about the job. I'm the only one who can say that's the way the cookie crumbles, right?
In that situation, right? Like, there may be other times, and we can talk more about it, when it could be okay to comment on someone else. But in general, if you want to make the safe choice, just use it about yourself.
Yeah, because they could care a lot more than you think, right? Okay, the next one, Michelle, is that's the way the ball bounces. Now, this one I haven't heard as much. I guess I've heard it once or twice, but cookie crumbles, and the next one after this is more common for me. Do you say this one?
You know what? I feel like these ones I heard on I Love Lucy episode, It's I'm talking about things from the 50s.
That's great.
Yeah, but I do still hear these from time to time. I think they're good to go over. So it's the same idea. That's the way the ball bounces. It's it's all because it's this idea of you bounce the ball and then you don't touch it anymore, right?
Exactly.
So you're kind of surrender control.
Yeah, I mean, that just gave me another episode idea. Michelle, we should do a series of episodes on decade speak, 1950s speak and 1960s speak. I bet we could get some really good examples from TV shows and because language does change a lot between the decades, doesn't it?
Yes, because language is always changing. That's one of the things, that's probably one of the things you like about,
language.
It as well.
Absolutely. So guys, hit follow to make sure you don't miss that. That's going to be fantastic. Imagine how great it would be if you could answer just 7 questions and find out your English fluency level in a simple, easy way. and find out what to do to reach 99% fluency. Well, you can do this by taking our quick fluency score quiz. What is your fluency score? Find out in just a few minutes. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. So this one is from the 50s. Okay. All right. Here we go, Michelle.
I don't know.
Should we do
role
play? Okay.
All right. Yeah. You know what? I was upset yesterday, but I feel better now.
Oh, no. What's wrong?
Well, I found out my favorite doctor is leaving the practice.
Oh, man. What a shame.
Yeah. That's the way the ball bounces.
Yeah. And you might say it after you've kind of talked through it and you've come to a conclusion
right.
that you realize you actually feel that way. It's just the right. way it is. Right?
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And that's another thing you could say. Yeah, that's the way it is. You know, like.
Yeah, that's the way it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's kind of a more casual way of saying it, I guess.
Right.
Well, more maybe. More common, up to date, actually. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. 2022, up to date.
Yeah. Oh, I'm back there in the 50s or potentially.
Did you used to watch a lot of series from the 19, like TV series from the 1950s? I Love Lucy and I'm not sure, Wonder Years. No,
Wonder Years?
No, that's like the 80s.
Wonder
right?
Years is like that 80s.
Okay, never mind.
No, mostly just I Love Lucy. Well, I don't know when like Bewitched. I mean, because I used to watch Nick at Night, right? Like,
okay, yeah.
Bewitched, I Dream of Jeannie. Yeah.
Oh, so they play the old ones. I liked those. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, but I Love Lucy is my favorite.
The classic one. Everyone loves that. I love it.
Yeah.
Okay, the next one. What's the next one, Michelle?
All right. So the next one is That's Life.
Yeah, That's right? Life. Also much more commonplace, much more just typical, right?
Mm-hmm. There's okay. actually a Frank Sinatra song called That's Life.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Yeah. So it's an oldie but a goodie. Yeah. So here we go. I'm sorry you lost your phone.
Ah, That's Life. It's all good. I'll be more careful next time. All right. Yes.
Okay.
That's yeah.
Again, if
time.
You if you said yes, that's true. You have a very good outlook on this. Maybe it yeah. happened like a month ago. I don't know.
Yeah, a little too optimistic. I think I would panic. I think most people these days, their whole lives are based around their phones, right?
Yeah, I don't even like talking about this topic.
No,
like, because
no. Like, you wonder where's my phone right now.
Do you know the truth? Actually, sometimes I'll be writing a role play and like it's something. And then I realized, like, no, I don't even want to write about this because I don't want to jinx myself. Isn't that well, weird? And one of them is about the phone, but I don't know why I felt so daring. Maybe because I made you lose.
You're a very superstitious person, Michelle.
Yeah, I don't even like to say it.
Yeah, I love it. We try not to bring these things on. And the next one, though, Michelle, is in French. I love when, and we have done another episode.
Yes, that's true.
Let me see if I can find real quick. Do you want to introduce it? And I'll see if I can find sure. the episode on
the
French.
The next mm-hmm. one is C'est la vie, mm-hmm. right? So mm-hmm. I believe it translates to that's... The yeah, life, right?
That's life.
So,
like, mm-hmm.
exactly. So that's life. So, guys, we use it, right? Lindsay, don't we use it in the same way as like, oh, that's life?
Yeah, I would say. Yeah, exactly. That's life is, you could say that in English or you could say, c'est la vie, right? It's kind of fun. It's fun to throw in other languages.
Right.
It's sophisticated.
Right, because don't we sometimes, cool. don't, what, is it possible that we also use that like, oh, like, this is the life. I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. Good question. Like, as in you're happy and things are good?
Yeah. No, like, you know, if you're sitting back, reclining at right. a and beach, if you
feel
say
good.
Like, ah, c'est la vie. Actually, now I'm confusing myself. Guys, if you speak French, write into us and tell us, like, how this is used. But you have heard it also in the way of, like,
yeah.
oh, c'est la vie.
And
right?
there's also a song, right? I think there's a song that's with this as the title, a common phrase, whatever lyric in it for sure. But yeah, that's what it means. It's basically, oh yeah, this is just how it is. This is how it
okay,
is.
Okay, so you have heard it like that. Yeah. Now I'm like confused.
I have,
myself.
But I'm not sure about the second example of where you're saying you're sitting back and you're saying, ah, this is the life, right? Which
right.
is completely different, by the way, guys. Right, which means I'm feeling good. This is the ideal life.
Right. Well, I'm looking in the dictionary now, and it says, from Merriam-Webster, it says, definition is, that's how things happen. That's life. So I think I'm, okay. I think maybe I made up the second one.
Okay, you made it up. We make up things. That's okay. And then we realize that they're not true.
All right. So here we go. So let's give an example.
Here we go. I'm bummed that I missed the show, but c'est la vie.
Yeah, there'll be tons more, I'm sure.
Not sure about my French pronunciation there, but we'll see what our listeners have to say.
Yeah, listeners, tell us if I totally messed up the whole expression.
Oh, I love it.
Or the pronunciation. Yeah. But.
So just to reiterate, I mean, again, guys, be careful when you use this.
Yes.
When you say it to someone else who's just gone through something difficult. Right?
Yeah, exactly. Be careful. Like, so for example, let's just do a role play of what not to do.
What not to do. Here we go. Oh, this is so disappointing. I thought I'd win the contest.
Sorry, Lindsay. That's the way the cookie crumbles, I guess.
Yeah, that's very insensitive. That's kind of saying, I don't even care how you feel. That's what it is. So get over it. Right?
Right. It's like saying, get over it.
Get over it. Exactly. anything else, Michelle, that our listeners need to know about this phrase? It's very dynamic, but it's got to be careful. Got to kind of tiptoe and make sure it's in the right moment.
Right. Exactly. I mean, I think in a way it's good, just this, like these phrases kind of teach a lesson, that there's going to be ups and downs. And so sometimes they're helpful, and just if we use them about our situations, maybe they're just like a little reminder, like, okay, this is how things happen and I'm moving on.
I mean, yeah, for sure. This we know for a fact. We know that, in the U.S., heart disease is a big is a big killer in the United States. And we know that things like this, if you fly off the handle, or that's a great expression, by the way, fly off the handle for everything that happens, you do increase your blood pressure. Right. Mm. And not to be, fatalistic, but that's why I like to meditate, because I can build that space, build that patience in life,
right,
that I have more, I can give more kind of grace to the world and say, oh, that happened and it's okay. Like things go on. Right.
Right.
So try to find a way, guys, whether it's exercise or whether it's meditation or just laughing more, to find a way to deal with these things. Right, Michelle?
Exactly. So that's a very nice way to end the episode, Lindsay.
Talking about heart disease?
No, not talking about heart disease. Actually, no. Not that. But, just the idea of letting things roll off your back and,
Completely. We like that philosophy. Oh my gosh. So good. All right. This has been another good one, Michelle. Guys, if you love the way we teach at All Ears English, which is focusing on connection, not perfection, then hit follow right now. Good stuff.
Absolutely. Okay, this was fun, Lindsay. Have a good rest of your day.
All right, Michelle, take care. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.